You are supposed to be different. We need you, Lisa. We need you, whoever's listening to this, to be who you are, learn from others, grow, knowing that no one's perfect. We all make mistakes, and getting back up and rising to the occasion so that you could be a better human being and continue to be a good influence to people around you.
Hello and welcome to Ilani Talks, a podcast that aims to have conversations that are redefining self-care and love for your mental health. I'm your host, Ilani Salcedo. Listen every other Tuesday as I share my own experiences while others feature some truly wonderful guests. In these episodes, gain new ideas for self-care, mental health awareness, and the motivation to keep aligning with your life goals. Listen this week as I chat with the speaker and author of the children's unicorn book series, Unicorn Jazz, Lisa Caprelli. From humbling beginnings to years of success, in this conversation, you'll hear what's inspired her to encourage children through her writing, how she keeps herself grounded, her biggest drive to promote a well-rounded lifestyle, and more. Learn how your passion and eagerness can take you beyond your dreams. Welcome, Lisa, to this episode where we'll be covering really great topics. I'm really excited to dive in.
Thank you, Ilani, for having me on your wonderful show.
Thank you. So let's first start with the two questions I ask every single Ilani Talks guest. What do you do and what do you want to be known for?
I'm a children's book author. I have 18 books published so far and counting. 8 of them are in my Unicorn Jazz series, including coloring books. The pandemic certainly has changed many people's lives, mine included, in readapting and staying innovative. And I want to be known for helping kids smile, create, and believe.
Such a beautiful sentiment. And I think that's so needed in this world.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So I want to begin this with the following question. What were the things in childhood that impacted you most and really shaped where you are today in life?
Oh, well, for me as a child, I grew up in a big Hispanic family. I grew up in El Paso, Texas, a border town. We grew up pretty much on the poverty line. My mom, single mom, raising 5 children. My grandmother had just a 3rd grade education because her mother died. So she was forced to raise her family at a young age. And my grandmother was so important to me because she's one of those that believed in me and her family. And a lot of my books today encompass the importance of believing in others, kindness, what's called today social emotional learning, incorporating feelings and emotions as a young child and how it's important to do that for learning. And so I would certainly say my life has completely changed. I moved to California, Southern California, 20 years ago now. I never saw an ocean until I was 17. Today, I live in beautiful Huntington Beach, 5 blocks from the ocean. I never take it for granted.
Beautiful. And that's so great to have such a strong presence of your grandmother throughout your life to do that for you, despite of what you guys found yourselves in.
Yeah, it's important to have love and for people to help you feel like you belong. And I pay it forward with my books and lessons today.
Yeah. So with that, what is your biggest drive to continue promoting happiness, empathy, and a well-rounded lifestyle? And I know you've kind of mentioned that a bit more.
Yeah. You know, as long as there's children, young children being raised, which is all the time, I'm grateful that my path has taken me to speak to children, mainly at elementary schools. I just speak to kids of all ages. Now, mind you, I tell people I'm kind of like Benjamin Button because that I had 25 years in business and working with CEOs. So, you know, they were the older spectrum. And then I was a professor at a college one semester. I wrote a book for teens, spoken to teens. And then now my main audience is elementary school to now even babies. And I just feel like it's important to give back to the younger generation if you can. I often say we were once them. And many of us have different skill set and wisdom and things that we can bring. So for one, it helps me bring out the inner child in me. I get to be like 7 every day, which is super fun. And it helps me to to give to the younger generations things I wish I had when it came to learning, making it fun. I have a show called Unicorn Jazz, the thing I do that since the pandemic we put on Amazon TV and a Kids Be app now. And I've just spent my time reaching as many people. I want Unicorn Jazz to be a, you know, a global household name. Like there's Hello Kitty, there's Mickey Mouse. And for me, the Unicorn Jazz has the ability and capability with the work we're doing in schools and classrooms and teachers and the feedback that we get to bring cast of characters led by a unicorn named Jazz, a zebracorn named Traziki, and really getting the kids super excited about diving into educational entertainment with songs and videos and books.
Yeah, that's beautiful. With just everything you've already mentioned, I think I agree. It's so important to give this to kids and really like nurture that kind of excitement and the happiness and everything that your books, I'm sure, really bring for those who are able to experience it, that it is so important to also grow into that so that you're able to always carry that with you. Because sometimes maybe outside of schools or whatever it is that you have access to might not allow you to do that. But I really love how you've also have that mission behind like everything that you do, which is really, really amazing.
And thank you. I didn't know this would be my life, but I'm grateful for it. And I have the ability, I believe that everyone has a purpose and talents and capabilities. That's what the thing I do book and show is about, is that everyone has something that makes them special. Every one of you has something you like to do. And if you're doing the things you love, you're going to be happier. And if you're happier, you're going to pour that happiness into those around you. And what a better world that is if more people did that.
Exactly. And that goes into our next question about like fulfillment. So fulfillment in life can really look different for everyone. But how do you define it to be for you presently? And how has it changed from when you were very young?
It's changed in that I'm really, you know, every day I wake up, I'm doing 100% what I love, whether it's developing the material or speaking in person live, whether it's Zoom, virtual author visits, or in person as slowly the pandemic lifts. It's fulfilling to, as a young child, I dreamed of being a writer and author, and to have that come to fruition today, knowing there's still a long way to go in this journey, but it's the greatest work and purpose of my life. And people see that when they talk to me, they see the passion, because it's hard for me to not be passion happy and fulfilled. And I find with adults, it makes them take a look at what is their purpose. Are they fulfilled? And because I am a writer where I could put my words and thoughts together succinctly now, again, I grew up really shy and my only voice was on paper. So I definitely have probably over 20,000 hours of writing in my life. I didn't learn how to be a speaker, much less come on a show like this until, you know, really probably the last 15 years. And it used to scare me to speak in front of people and audiences. I'm no longer scared of that. There's a saying, you know, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And I feel that if I really do want Unicorn Jazz to be a global household name, I had to learn to do things beyond my comfort zone, like we all do as you grow and you want to have more besides the incredible team of people I have, no doubt.
Yeah. Such a valid point. And from what you can remember, I know that you just mentioned that you always knew you wanted to be a writer or an author. But did you always know that you wanted to focus on encouraging children when that first thought came into your head?
I didn't know that. And it's hard to believe, but in 2018, just a few years ago, is when I changed my life to put aside. I had a marketing business agency, worked with over 150 CEOs in helping them develop their service, brand, or product in what marketing capabilities would do. And I don't want to say I took a chance on Unicorn Jazz and what was to come, because I already had done it for so many different people where I didn't really know about their product, service, or brand. I would get involved and being curious. Being curious is how you market a company. And again, it's been a godsend. God's blessed me with the gift of writing, and that has poured into my videos, into the way I write songs, into the way I look at creating a book and utilizing a team of people that are experts in their field.
And I'm sure your team supports you so much and allows you to be so much more than what you could probably ever picture for
Oh,
yourself.
yeah. I mean, there's a saying, there's an African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I have so many people, and the feedback I get, when teachers text me pictures of kids utilizing the curriculum and coloring pages with Unicorn Jazz, and all of that keeps me going. And the feedback is the kids love this, so keep doing it. And I really do it for kids. I always say the best day of my life is to be in front of children, and God blesses me with a lot of best days of my life.
Yeah. So I wanted to also now get into your books and your writing. So before you began your journey writing your book, Skip a Step, Imparting Wisdom for Young Entrepreneur Minds and Kidapreneurs, what influenced this idea to share knowledge for the ages this book is for?
It was that if I could go back and skip steps and learn from great leaders as a younger age, I would have done it. I definitely learned from great people like Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer. I mean, just so many. I'm a fan of being a lifelong learner. Thanks to technology today, you can continue to learn at a great rapid pace with YouTube and Googling things. Again, as a child, we didn't have that. So I just think it's important that all of us continue to be lifelong learners if you want to pour into other people and in interests that you enjoy, of course. There's interests I don't enjoy, and those are not ones I'm going to dive into.
Right. Yeah. In addition to that book, and like you mentioned, you've written many others, but I'd love to speak more about Unicorn Jazz, how it's become a book series as well as on Amazon. When did you know it was time to make them? And can you share what the series is like in a little bit more in depth?
Yeah, so people ask me why unicorn. That's why I picked unicorn. So, well, we're all unique, unicorn. We're all supposed to be different. And we should learn at a young age that we should celebrate each other's perspectives and that being different is good. And I say that because as a child growing up introverted and shy, I felt like I was left out. I was bullied. I was made fun of for wearing glasses. And I always wished that I was like the popular kid. And I often say, what would I do? What would it have been like if I was talking all the time? I wouldn't have been observing. I love watching human behavior. My degree now is social psychology. And I wish someone would have said to me that I could have found in books that you are supposed to be different. We need you, Lisa. We need you, whoever's listening to this, to be who you are, learn from others, grow, knowing that no one's perfect. We all make mistakes, and getting back up and rising to the occasion so that you could be a better human being and continue to be a good influence to people around you. Just so you know, I had my share of mistakes, my struggles. All of us do. In my book, Skip a Step, where I interviewed different entrepreneurs and leaders, every single one of them had stories of struggle, trials and tribulations. And I realized by now in life that we all do. And it's how we rise to the occasion, what we are doing, who we are surrounding ourselves with, how you get back up, how you persevere, how you start over. And that's part of life.
Yeah, it's like get back up even if you're down, and also having a good support system. I think it's so important, like you said, your environment as well, like what you surround yourself with, what you're watching, what you're reading, like that all has such a great influence, or such a powerful influence that we don't really realize on ourselves and our confidence and everything that we do or don't.
Absolutely.
So with your books and Unicorn Jazz, how have you seen the social emotional learning grow in the kids that you've impacted, whether that's through messages you get via social media channels or your in-person events or whenever it is that you get in front a group of children to share?
Yeah, the impact is just they're excited that they have someone that can speak to them about social emotional learning topics, which for them, they don't grow up going, we want social emotional
Right.
learning. It's just a broad term for understanding feelings and emotions and how we self-regulate, how we, what makes us happy, what makes us angry, what makes us sad, what makes us depressed, what makes us treat others with kindness, empathy, and goodness versus not. And it's that's understanding. And a lot of adults need SEL with social emotional learning, me included. There's constantly times that I take lessons from my own book and have to put them in play in my life. And I like being transparent about that. And what I've learned about being a parent myself and being an adult is it can be hard, and being a child is so much easier. So when I get to be around children, I just relish those days, just, you know, without telling them, just being in the space of, it's so much easier to be a child. And what I've learned, because I have a big support network of sisters, friends, and all kinds of amazing people, and being transparent when we have the one-on-one conversations, candid, kind of like we're doing here, mm-hmm. is it's hard for everyone. Yeah. There's no like great, everything's great relationships, everything's great with, you know, business, kids. What I've learned is there's no manual. It's just constantly be learning, growing, and changing.
Yeah, no, exactly that. I mean, we're all humans and we all go through something. And when maybe one area in our life is good, it doesn't necessarily mean everything's kind of great, but at least we're able to learn and adjust, hopefully, and just continue doing that throughout our lives.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to add, I know this is not a Christian podcast, but I do have faith in my life and I am Christian. And I will say that's certainly been a template for helping me through tough times and celebrating the people in my life as well. And, you know, everyone's on their own spiritual journey, but I just do enjoy sharing that to connect with different people.
Yeah. And that's so important. And I love that you brought that up, because I think, you know, whoever needs to listen to this will hear it. And I think that'll make them feel seen in a way. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
As a writer and author, how do you keep yourself grounded when you have deadlines or you just have a lot of things going on for you?
Oh, it's, you know, having work-life balance in my life, you know, exercising and eating right, getting enough sleep, balancing, enjoying, turning off my work hat. As an entrepreneur, I think everyone can relate. You can kind of work too much. You have to know how to turn it off. I do at my age. I do. I like having fun and what I call playing and doing the things and the interests that I love to do with the people in my life. So I just find it's just like I said, being an adult comes with responsibility and just juggling them every day. We're all busy. I mean, I don't ever talk to someone that, you know, how are you doing? It almost like their first reply is I'm busy, yeah. But we all get the same 24 hours in a day. Right. And so even though it's an easy thing to say, it's also like it comes with sublayers and managing that. And I feel like I have good time management. I do manage so many projects, so many things that come my way I'm grateful for. So I take the gratefulness of it. I'm thankful that I am busy. I'm thankful that I do matter and that the work I do pours into so many different people, kids and adults. So knowing that I have that responsibility, it makes me happy and it makes me want to work hard for it.
Oh, I love that. And I agree with just having good time management as well, because if anyone didn't and if anyone's struggling with it, it's so incredibly important to have it, or have like a kind of like a structure or an outline of what that could look like for you, whatever it is that you need. Because then if you're not doing that, then everything kind of doesn't fall into place, or you'll be overwhelmed, or, you know, whatever high feeling you might get from not being able to maybe manage something a little bit better.
Yes, I agree. It's what makes the world go round.
Absolutely. What advice can you leave our audience with, no matter where they are in their own journey?
My advice is you have the ability to be what you want. And there's a quote by F. Scott Fitzgerald. I put it in my book, Skip a Step, and it's something I live by. It goes, I hope you live a life you're proud of. I hope you live a life that's true. And if you're not, I hope you have the courage to start over again.
And in coming to the end of this conversation, can you share one book that's left you impacted to keep reaching for what you want out of life?
Oh my gosh, there would just be too many. I honestly love my Unicorn Jazz books. I think that the adults can learn from them too. My book just came out. It's called Help and Give Back, with the song. I gotta say, that's always going to be my favorite book. Help and Give Back, full of picture pages. There's a song called, you know, Help and Give Back, sung by Emily Isabel. I helped to write it. Mm-hmm. And it's knowing that the opposite of selfish is to help others, you know, take the focus off yourself. As a child, even though we did grow poor, we were always helping others. And I didn't know that that would bring us happiness. As an adult, being an author, I'm grateful that I have a book drives that we donate books throughout the year to different children's charities, hospitals, orphanages, to schools. And I'm grateful that I could teach kids the importance of helping and giving back, whether it's recycling, you know, whether it's helping a grown up with technology. That's what that book, Help and Give Back, is out. So I love for you to see it. I love for people to check out my Unicorn Jazz books. It's easy. You go to unicornjazz.com, and we're on all social media. And I'm so grateful to reach and connect with anybody.
Yeah, beautiful. So is there any other place that listeners can find you and learn more about what you're up to?
Yeah, you just go to unicorndad.com and whatever your choice of social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, we are there. We do a good job of sharing where we are and all the wonderful happiness and education, entertainment that we are bringing the world.
Thank you for being on, Lisa. I really enjoyed our conversation and also everything that you've shared with us.
Yay, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Ilani Talks. Refer to the show notes for details about this episode and more. To get in touch, send a DM on Instagram at Ilani Talks. And if you enjoy this podcast, visit ilanitalks.com to sign up for the newsletter at the very bottom of the homepage. By signing up, you'll receive exclusive information that only subscribers get. Until the next one, with all my love, Ilani. Ilani Talks guest episodes are recorded through Zencastr, and all episodes are edited by Swell, the podcast audio editing service from The Wave Podcasting. The music is Back to Orbit by Noah Smith. Artwork for the Ilani Talks logo created by Carissa Zeron. Want to learn more about her? Visit her work at kzanimation.com, where you can reach out about illustrations and animations inquiries.